Tomorrow marks 79 years since the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. With each passing year, we have fewer firsthand accounts of the incident. News Nation reporter Doug Johnson sat down with a 99-year-old Navy veteran who witnessed the attack.
Every one of us did their job well. There wasn't one person on the ship that didn't do his job the way he was trained.
99-year-old Lewis Conter, who just goes by Lou, had been in the Navy for 2 years on December 7, 1941, as he served as a quartermaster third class on the battleship USS Arizona.
For whenever in and out of port, I steered the ship in and out of port.
Lou had just turned 20 years old 2 months earlier and says the Arizona arrived in Pearl Harbor the afternoon of Friday the 5th. Today, he claims, when he saw the first Japanese planes attacking over Oahu that Sunday morning, he was not all that surprised.
We knew that something was going to happen long before that. We'd been training for a year and a half.
At the time, Lou was near the back of the ship when a Japanese bomb penetrated the Arizona's forward turrets, causing a massive explosion.
The fire was all around the ship where the oil was.
But despite the flames, Lou stayed on board for 30 minutes after that bomb hit, with other sailors to rescue crewmen who were badly burned.
We got everybody into the motor launches, got them to the hospital. And of course, we fought the fire until Tuesday, until it got out.
In the days after, Lou returned to the Arizona several times, diving into the wreckage to recover the bodies of the 1,177 sailors who died as a result of the bombing.
I'm no hero. I don't blame myself as a hero. I just did my job and did what had to be done to protect America and the American flag.
After the attack, Lou stayed in the Navy for the rest of the war, later becoming a pilot and flying in the VP-11 Black Cat Patrol Bombing Squadron.
That's the one we flew.
While serving in the Pacific Theater, he was shot down twice.
It helped rescue 219 Australian coast watchers from Upper New Guinea behind the lines of the tribes.
After the war, he stayed in the Navy until 1967, retiring as a lieutenant commander. In 1991, during the 50th anniversary, Lou went to Hawaii and met then-President George H.W. Bush. Lou was going to Hawaii this year as well, but COVID-19 changed that. However, he has every intention of going to Pearl Harbor for the 80th anniversary in 2021.
And my doctor says, we're keeping you alive till you're 100. I'll be 100 next September. Because we're all going with you for the 80th anniversary of Pearl Harbor.
In Grass Valley, Doug Johnson.
So here I am, just living it out.
News Nation, Sacramento.